Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I am Julien Heuillet. The leader of the opposition, Peter Dutton, says he wants David Vann to resign from the Australian Senate. This is because Mr. Vann is accused by several women of inappropriate conduct. Senator Vann faces sexual assault allegations by Lydia Thorpe, who is an independent member of the Senate. He also faces similar allegations from Amanda Stalker, who is a former Liberal senator. Senator Vann has denied both claims. Mr. Dutton explains why he decided that Mr. Vann had to leave.
Made the decision. I believe it's in the best interests of the Liberal Party, and that's what I've acted upon. And I don't want Senator Vann sitting in our party room. I've made that clear. And I think, to be frank and to be fair, I think the Prime Minister would have made the same decision in relation to somebody from his own side. This is an issue in any workplace, and I think any boss would be remiss not to act on suggestions. It's unacceptable behaviour.
Local councils will be able to apply for money to make some buildings more efficient when it comes to save energy. They will get this money from a federal fund that holds $100 million. In a speech to the nation's councils, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced a new Community Energy Upgrades Fund. Mr. Albanese says the creation of this fund shows that it is important to support local governments to build a sustainable and clean energy future.
Today I'm very pleased to announce that our government is creating a new Community Energy Upgrades Fund. We're putting forward $100 million to fund energy efficiency projects with local government. This will enable high-impact energy upgrades to pool heating systems, lighting for sports grounds and courts, new storage technology at community centres and libraries, projects that will reduce Australia's emissions and cut your power bills.
The government says it plans to have the system in place before the end of the year. The Australian Bureau of Statistics has released new data on employment in the country. The data shows that the unemployment rate has gone down to 3.6% in May. This is 0.1 percentage point less than a month before. The head of labour statistics at the Bureau is Bjorn Jarvis. He says unemployment is going low probably because there were 76,000 more jobs last month and the number of unemployed decreased by 17,000 people. The increase in employment in May also means there are 14 million people with a job in Australia, which is the highest ever. Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles says he thinks more people have found a job because workplace conditions are getting better.
The fact that there are more people in the workplace is a good thing, unambiguously a good thing. I mean, for the first time, we've got more than 14 million Australians who are in employment. Under our government, we've created 465,000 jobs in our first year in office. And I think part of the story here is that work is a better place to be, which is why you are seeing more people in work in the context of an economy which, relative to the rest of the world, is strong.
A new research says the number of sharks in the world has declined strongly. The population of reef shark is in much more trouble than what was expected, as the five most important species of sharks are in sharp decline. Australian researchers have done an important study that shows overfishing and poor regulation play an important role in the lowering number of sharks. According to the study, Australia appears to be doing relatively well at managing its reef sharks in comparison with the rest of the world. Global stocks of grey, black tip, white tip, nurse and Caribbean reef sharks have gone down by an average of 63%. James Cook University professor Colin Simpfendorfer, who is the lead author of the study, says this is one of the best studies ever made. He says this is because so many reefs were sampled across so many countries, including 22,000 hours of video in 67 different countries. I am Julien Huyer. This is SBS News in Easy English.